from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As we've been telling you in news alerts this afternoon, Airport Road is closed between Laminin Avenue and River Park Road because of a problem with the city's sanitary sewer system. It has nothing to do with water main work in that area. Until possibly as late as Monday, you'll have to detour via Laminin, Suzanne Street, and River Park. City Hall says there's been no sewer discharge and there's no reason for concern for anyone living nearby. An auxiliary pump is keeping sewage flowing through the system. Federal Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says Ottawa will spend $8.9 billion to help people who rent, low-income workers, and seniors deal with inflation. Freeland told the Empire Club in Toronto that the money will go towards targeted benefits, including enhancing the Canada Workers Benefit. Old age security for Canadians over 75 will also be increased by 10%. And a one-time $500 payment will go to nearly 1 million low-income Canadian tenants who are struggling with the cost of housing. Freeland adds the spike in inflation is a global problem. Canadians close to retirement are becoming more concerned about a possible recession. An Angus Reid survey finds 40% of Canadians have delayed or plan to delay retirement because they have too much debt as the cost of living rises. 63% of respondents also say they're worried they'll never be able to retire. We can expect another significant hike in the Bank of Canada's lending rates next month, following the U.S. Federal Reserve increasing its rate by 0.75 percentage point. It's now at its highest level in almost 30 years. Financial analysts say inflationary pressures continue to increase, and our country will likely match the American change in July. That will mean higher borrowing costs for things like your mortgage and your line of credit. Well, during their downtime this summer, your kids can read for a number of reasons. It prevents summer slope in which their literacy skills decline, and they can win prizes from the TD Summer Reading Club at both branches of the Timmins Public Library. Early Childhood Education Advisor Melissa Vieno says registration and a literacy fair are planned for this Saturday from 10:30 until 2 at the main branch.
What we ask is that you keep track of how much you've read. So every 20 minutes of read is another ballot into our grand prize draw. We're also going to have some weekly draws and weekly challenges, and we have lots of different activities planned throughout the summer.
It doesn't matter where, as long as you read. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.